There's a breakdown of communications that we cannot reach our families, and we do not know whether our families are safe or not. And as a leader of the nation, my whole heart is for the whole people of the nation.
That's Vanuatu's President Baldwin Lonsdale. Now, Cyclone Pam has left between 50 and 90% of homes in Vanuatu damaged and 65,000 people needing shelter, and 11 people have died. Religious congregations are central to life in Pacific communities, especially Vanuatu, where 80-plus percent of people are Christian. Faith groups are involved in the relief effort, and one of them is the Anglican Board of Mission. Jessica Sexton is a program officer who's just returned from 3 weeks relief work in Vanuatu. She joins us now. Welcome, Jessica.
Thank you very much.
Jess, you've just returned from Vanuatu. Just give me a sense of the state of disrepair that you witnessed there.
Well, I was stranded for a week in the northern province of Toba on the island of Vanualava. But I actually did travel back to Port Vila on my way home, and the destruction was just incredible. It's like nothing I've ever seen before. The scenery changed from being, you know, lush tropical rainforests, green everywhere you saw. As you travelled further south, the islands just became these bare, barren hills with just sticks, really. I think all the leaves had been blown off, buildings were collapsed, and it was quite devastating to witness that.
So where were people taking shelter?
In Port Vila, people seem to be taking shelter in whatever structures were still intact. Concrete shelters such as schools, church buildings, structures like that that had been left. You know, they were going out during the day trying to rebuild their homes.
That reference there to church buildings, very important, because churches are often in the very centre of villages, aren't they? And they are the one stable structure.
Yeah, they are. And it's very fortunate that people have that refuge to be able to turn to. As we were in Toba province, we were receiving red alert warnings from the meteorological department. Basically, the people who were in the vulnerable areas were able to be relocated to the diocesan office, which is a strong, stable structure on high ground. This was essential for those people who were afraid.
Now, the Anglican Board of Mission, one of many NGOs working in the relief effort, what exactly was the ABM doing? What were you doing?
ABM has been working specifically with the Anglican Church of Melanesia to deliver adult literacy and also water and sanitation programs throughout the northern provinces of San Mar, Panama and Toba. So these projects have been run in conjunction with other churches under the Vanuatu Church Partnership Program, which is largely funded by the Australian government. This is really essential because it's ensuring that education, health and disaster risk reduction services are being supported through multiple church partners. They allow all communities to benefit within these provinces.
So, Jess, has any work that the ABM has been doing been disrupted by the cyclone?
Not necessarily disrupted, I would say. As we're working in the northern provinces, we have been installing a lot of tanks and toilets as well, just to help with providing clean water and sanitation to the communities up there. What I really saw on my trip was just the essential need for these kinds of infrastructure because, you know, as the cyclone went past, a lot of the water sources that people would use for drinking and for washing were contaminated, waste going into the streams as well. And we're talking about an area that has no formal waste removal service. Having these tanks already established was a real success of the program because people were able to come and get clean drinking water and they were able to have a reliable source to be able to depend on. Because without these essentials, you're setting yourself up for a second disaster. Waterborne diseases and sickness that come from contaminated water are just devastating to communities after a cyclone.
What about the resilience of the people of Vanuatu? Considering the seriousness and the force of the cyclone, there were relatively small numbers of people killed.
And I think it's a testament to the Melanesian culture. The focus on community life, on relationships is so heightened. And I think this is really a great strength because it allows people to actually help each other, get together, talk to each other and try and recover.
Just before we go, the CEO of Oxfam, Mark Goldring, has argued that we need a new and much more ambitious framework to reduce the risk of climate-driven poverty, which is, he says, getting dramatically worse. In The Guardian, he wrote, "We must recognise that poorer countries like Vanuatu with the least responsibility for climate change are already suffering the devastating consequences of inaction. What kind of conversations are happening both in Vanuatu about climate change, but also in religious communities, in church communities?
Climate change is actually a really big issue in Vanuatu, and especially in the Banks and Torres area where I was. The bishop of the Anglican Church there, it was almost his foremost priority to actually mitigate the effects of climate change in his communities. So I visited several villages throughout the Torba region that were needing to actually relocate within the next 5 years.
The entire village packs up and moves to higher ground?
Yep. Due to rising sea levels and coastal erosion. It was really quite dramatic to see this. And the church is dealing with these issues of where do we actually relocate these people, looking at negotiating new land for them to move onto.
Jess Sexton, Program Officer with the Anglican Board of Missions, just back from 3 weeks in Vanuatu. Thanks for being with us on the Religion and Ethics Report, Jess.
Sure, thanks for having me.
And if you want to donate to relief efforts in Vanuatu, visit abc.net.au/appeals.